So actually just coming into silence. You can have your eyes open or closed. And I'm going to talk for a few minutes about this guideline pause. And here you get to notice again this attuning to emergence. Here was this activity of body and mind. All that stirs when we're in contact with others. And then perhaps a settling. And so this guideline pause is the fundamental doorway to mindfulness, sati. So often our mind is just going, going, going with no pause, caught in its own speed. Right? And pause is like a speed bump. Not because there is something wrong with thinking, but because we fall into the delusion of being all caught up in it. Instead of kind of listening to the flow of experience of body, heart, mind, with observation. So one of the simplest and most accessible ways out of the speed and into the moment is the body. Like, the body can't be in the past or the future. It's actually just not possible, right? So we have this reliable doorway. And in insight dialogue practice with this guideline pause, we can begin at this foundation of body sensations, this anchor. So in our first exploration, contemplation, Kathy, I will get to you online when I can, is simply noticing and naming body sensations. So we're in a kind of unique setup. You are meditating with a meditation partner. You know, sometimes we do this in silence when we're sitting by ourselves, but here you actually have the support of someone listening to you. It's both vulnerable and focusing. So we'll start simple. The first speaker, you'll have a couple minutes, will be the person with the shorter hair. Just make it easy. And you are practicing this guideline pause by noticing and naming body sensation. So it could sound like Noticing expansion in the belly. Noticing the shoulders dropping on the exhale. Noticing the tingle in my fingertips. This just foundational aspect of experience. And I'm guessing many have practiced Four Foundations of Mindfulness. This mindfulness of body. And listener, your practice is equally relying on pause because it's stimulating to hear the voice of another. When your partner names a place in their body, your attention might immediately go there in yours. No problem. Or your mind may start to tell a story. Oh yeah, the knee, that reminds me when I had that knee injury and then I went, God, and you're gone. And just pause. I want to acknowledge, especially if you're new to practice, a lot can arise in just opening your eyes and having shared attention with another. So this is not a staring contest. If you need to modulate and look down or away, that's welcome. And pause. The second is to both speaker and listener notice when mind wants to go into a story about sensation, what it means, what it's trying to say, what you need to do. And again, with a lot of gentleness, it's like, thank you, I'm coming back to just what the sensations are. Mm-hmm.